For the past 3 weeks, Farah El-Muataz's frantic father wouldn't let her out of the house. He said a revolution was no place for a 15-year-old girl.
In the beginning, I kept begging him to go, but he kept telling me, no, it's dangerous. I kept telling him at school, they keep saying, you have to say your opinion. Today, finally, he told me, yes, you can go downstairs, go to Tahrir Square, and finally I'm here.
But Farah didn't bring a camera to capture the moment, and she didn't even come with friends. She rode the bus down here alone, with only a broom, to sweep the streets where her country's protesters held vigil for 18 days.
Because it's my country. I want it to be the best country in the world.
Families stroll downtown Cairo waving Egyptian flags. Parents balance infants on the side of idling army tanks and snap photos for posterity. 18-year-old Doa Sabri says Egypt's youth is ready to take on the world.
We inspired everyone in this revolution, and we want to do something which will inspire every human being in this world, because we can do it.
Amin Abu Hashim describes his feeling of empowerment.
They feel a sense of hope. It's gushing for everyone here, like, we can do anything now, and, like, everyone just has this feeling of like, a new Egypt, and making it a better tomorrow for everyone.
But underneath the euphoria, there seems to be a sense of responsibility. More than 115 people have signed on to a Facebook group called Egypt's Rebuilding Campaign. Farah El-Muataz picked up her broom, but others don't know where to start. Cairo resident Karen Kamel says that after 30 years of authoritarian rule, the idea of freedom can be a bit overwhelming.
We've been used to that for 30 years, and maybe people prefer stability rather than something new. Everyone, I think every person is afraid of change. It's something very new, but I think it's in the hand of the people to make better Egypt.
Much remains undecided. Who will lead Egypt long term? What constitutional changes are coming? There's also the question of what will become of Tahrir Square, where dozens of unarmed protesters died in clashes with security agents before President Hosni Mubarak resigned. Fafet Mazloum says she wants to see a memorial built in the square.
It's for the people. It's going to be a place where people can come and remember what happened here, how Egyptians were able to bring about a revolution peacefully. I mean, this is a symbol for the rest of the world that things don't need to be violent.
The future holds many big questions for Egyptians who are only now returning to normal life after 18 days of uncertainty. For now, perhaps it's easier to pick up a broom and start sweeping. Lauren Freyer for VOA News in Cairo.